We will talk about cursive writing this hour and hold a good-natured debate between two writers on whether or not it's worthwhile to teach kids today cursive writing. And we hope you'll join in. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock now on this Thursday, December the 15th. You may have seen the dueling columns by our guests last Friday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one saying that there is still value in teaching kids cursive writing, and another saying it's a waste of time today. What do you say, and how do you feel about more and more schools nationwide dropping this instruction? Because more and more of us, especially young people, are writing on keyboards these days, not on a legal pad or stationery. Should kids be taught cursive? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guests. James Causey is a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial writer and columnist. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us again. And David Haynes is editorial page editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks to both of you for being here, and I think this will be kind of fun. James, you signed your column, and so did you, David. And James, you had a very artistic, elegant signature. I love that flair at the end with the Y. Very beautiful penmanship.
Thank you.
Now, David, on the other hand, no offense, your signature had a unique flair, too. But I can't really make out your name.
not in a good way, my second grade teacher would say.
But you did, David. You say you got an A in penmanship.
That was back in the day. I think something's happened.
Well, James, you did have a beautiful penmanship, and your grade school teacher who taught you said that you had the best cursive writing in your entire class. Wow.
Yeah, you know, that was back during line paper, and you know, remember when they used to do the line in the middle so you could practice all the time?
Yep.
And yeah, that was a great time. I loved writing, you know, and doing that back then.
Well, James, let's start with your argument on that there's still value in teaching cursive writing. Why do you think there is?
Well, you know, I think we get too technology-focused at times. I mean, you have to learn the basics. You have to start with a foundation, and cursive writing is like a basic and a foundation that you have to start out with. And if you don't learn that, if you can't learn it, how do you read it? How do you know it? And how do you sign checks or sign the little machine that I mentioned after you swipe your debit card in the department store? I mean, even when I do that, I try to make sure my writing is legible.
Well, David, what about that? I mean, you need to still sign your name, on the thing at the grocery store.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm a left-hander and think differently or because I just have lousy handwriting, but I've concluded a while ago that it's just not something cursive that is that kids are going to need to do in the future. If you look at, you know, James mentioned signing your name on checks, and that's true, we still have to do that. You still have to, in some form, know how to sign your name, but even when we buy things at the grocery store using a debit card, often you don't need to sign your name to that slip any longer. We're using digital signatures more and more. Kids in general and young people are not writing. They're not using a pen and paper any longer. They're using electronic devices. And I just see that more and more being the trend. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I love reading old letters. I mentioned in my column I have a stack of old letters from my father and his uncle, which I think are wonderful. But I have to say they didn't have very good handwriting either, so maybe I inherited.
Now, James, besides signing the column with your signature and signing, you know, at the grocery store now and again, when's the last time you actually wrote in cursive?
I do it all the time when I take notes for work, and David knows this too. He does it all the time too. We were just in a meeting yesterday, and we were both jotting down notes in cursive, and that's typically what journalists do. You could write in cursive a lot quicker than you could print. So as journalists, all the time we're writing in cursive, and so that's something that comes natural for us. It's shorthand, but it's still in cursive. And I, you know, around this time of the year, I still write letters for Christmas time, and I send letters in cursive to my friends and family members, and I think they get a kick out of it. They get a chance to they hold on to that letter a lot longer than they would a card that's just signed James at the end. So
yeah.
I write a Christmas letter every year too, but I type it.
but David, are we going to have a generation if we start, you know, if we're not going to be teaching cursive writing, where the handwritten letter is just going to go away? It's going to die.
You know, it might, and I do have some I do have some concerns about that, and I do think there's something lost there about losing handwritten letter. We have two kids, we always made our kids write thank you notes because there's something personal about that. But I think it's a question of whether you sort of teach the idea of a cursive writing, or you teach them something else. So, you know, they have to sign their name, they have to be able to communicate. But I think more and more communication and staying in touch is through social media, it's through handheld devices, it's through your laptop, your iPad, your iPhone, and I just don't think they're going to use that skill. And mm-hmm. So my argument would be, let's use that time some other way in school.
What about that argument, James? There's only so much time in a school day.
There's only so much time in a school day. That's true. But, you know, David hit on a point where he said that, you know, we use our contacts through social media. That's fine and dandy. But, you know, when you talk about text messaging, Twitter, Facebook, and things like that, you only get, like, sound bites. Nobody really takes the time and the energy to sit down and spell out what they really think. And we don't really talk anymore. We, you know, young people tend to text more than they talk. And I think that's damaging communication all across the country. Nobody knows how to sit down and have a really good conversation anymore. And I think what I pointed out in my piece is that it's different sending a text message saying, "I heart you," as opposed to writing a letter saying, "I love you." I mean, just think about the difference in that and the impact of doing something like that.
He's got a point, David.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do that with beautiful flowing loops in your handwriting. I mean, you can do it in a text, or you can do it in an email. So I don't know. I think that, yes, kids need to learn how to write their name, although they're going to have to do that less and less in the future than they are now even. To me, it's just not something that you need to be doing any longer in the schools, and many schools aren't.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that as we are having a conversation on cursive writing. And whether or not cursive writing is becoming obsolete, some states have dropped the requirement. Indiana, I think, was one of the latest. There are school districts all over the country that are debating whether it makes sense or not to continue to teach grade school children how to write cursively. We are talking with two writers who have different points of view on this question, and we're wondering what your point of view is. James Causey is a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial writer and columnist. He says yes to cursive writing and teaching cursive writing. David Haynes is an editorial page editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he says no, it's really a waste of time these days because kids these days are writing on keyboards and not on a legal pad. What do you think? What questions do you have? When's the last time you wrote cursively? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We're speaking of social media. You can tweet us on Twitter @Joy Cardine Show. Checking our weather forecast for today, cloudy with a chance of snow near Lake Superior, 2 to 4 inches of snow possible in the far north near Lake Superior, some morning drizzle, freezing drizzle, and flurries elsewhere. High temperatures today from about 30 in the north to the low 40s in the southeast, but those temperatures are going to be falling throughout the day, and it's going to get a little bit colder for tomorrow. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up this afternoon during At Issue with Ben Marins after 5, today is the 60th annual Bill of Rights Day, and after 5, Ben and his guest will discuss the lasting importance of the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. That's coming up after 5. Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, we will talk about Time Magazine naming the protester the Person of the Year. So I hope you stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Right now, we're talking about whether it is still worthwhile or a waste of time to teach children cursive writing. This is a debate that's going on all over the country. There are school districts that are dropping the requirement. Last year, Wisconsin and Illinois adopted what are known as Common Core Standards. That's a program that calls for more attention to be put on keyboard efficiency and less time on learning cursive. 44 of the 50 states have adopted the Common Core Standards program. The Eau Claire School District is adopting a new language arts curriculum in which cursive writing will be evaluated. If cursive or research shows that interest in cursive writing is fading, it may be time to make a change. And other school districts are looking at that as well. And David Haynes, is that what prompted your dueling columns, the school districts who are dropping or at least considering dropping cursive writing?
Well, sure, in part, but our columnist, Jim Stengel, actually had written about it a few days before, and that got us talking about it. We had, there had been discussion, as you know, around the state and around the country for a while now. There's an article in the New York Times and follow-up with the piece in Salon back in the spring, but then Jim wrote about it, and he wrote a great column, and we got to talking about it on the editorial board, and that's when James and I had our little debate. So then we said, you know what, we ought to write that, so we did.
There we go. And James, did you write this longhand at first?
No, I didn't write it long-handed at first. But you know, one thing that really I was passionate about is because my grandparents, that's how we correspond all the time, you know, and I still have their letters. And one thing that I mentioned in my piece is that, you know, my daughter's 8 now, and so she never got an opportunity to meet my grandparents. They died before she was born. But this would be her connection to them, those letters. And, you know, they had really good penmanship, and, you know, they speak in volumes about their life. And these are the things that I'm going to share with my daughter. And I think it would be so much different if it were typewritten letters or tweets or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's going to be a special time when I get to share these pieces with my daughter.
Well, and I agree with the idea of having letters from our ancestors. Like I said, I got a whole box of them up in the attic, and they're really, I have letters from my father who's in World War II that he sent to his father back home, and letters from his father to him, and those are touching and warm and really interesting to read. But, you know, think about this, James. In the future, it may not be tweets or emails that are saved, but maybe videos. You know, maybe I do a video, and that becomes what's passed out. We can't really predict what technology is going to give us, but I think we can say that there probably won't be that many letters any longer. It's just the way we're having.
Well, we have struck a nerve. Our lines are full, and Sue in Minocqua is with us first. Hello, Sue. What do you think?
Well, I know that for my family in particular, my son was not somebody who was very good at printing. If you tried to read his printing, you probably needed medical training. It was quite messy. But then when they switched to cursive, all of a sudden his handwriting became legible. Not that it was pretty, beautiful, flowery, perfect cursive, but it became legible. So for him, it was the difference of people being able to read his handwriting and not being able to read his handwriting. And I agree that, you know, most of what he does is on a keyboard. He's 19 now. But there are times where you do have to write, and people do have to be able to read what you're writing. So for people to dictate that, well, cursive isn't needed, when I know that in my case, my son, it was very much needed that he would learn that skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's alarming that it would just be decided across the board that this is not a skill that's needed by anyone.
Well, David, you want to address that?
Well, I think it's a good point, and I do think that that children from an early age need to have some understanding of how to write. There's no, as a writer, I mean, I could think nothing less. But does it have to be in cursive? You know, there are other ways to write. I sort of, well, you saw my signature, it's not so good. When I want people to be able to read it, I use a form of sort of a modified form of printing / cursive that is a whole lot more legible. So I think that's necessary, but again, I think there are fewer and fewer times in the future when people are going to need to know how to do that.
Yeah, I do the same thing. It's sort of a combination of cursive and printing, because there are certain letters. Who wants to do the Q in cursive?
Or the Z. I can't remember how they even do that.
Yeah. And my J is not the way. James, yours is close to the way it's supposed to be. Mine is just a, you know, it looks more like a printed J without the line on top when I'm writing. Let's take this comment on Facebook. Ben on Facebook writes, cursive is like learning Latin and other dead languages and techniques. It's not very worthwhile to learn, but not everyone needs to know it, and it shouldn't take up valuable school time while every other subject is expanding and getting more difficult. So maybe, James, you should address that. Cursive is like Latin. Might be, you know, nice to learn, but it's not all that critical.
Well, I think Dave would agree with this, too. I don't believe it's dead. I think there's a place for it. Now, you know, how much time a student needs to spend on it and a school needs to spend on it, I think that could be brought into question. I just don't think it should be totally eliminated. I think it has value. It still has value. You know, there's old documents that people still have to know how to read, and unless you can write, you need to learn how to write it before you can read it. And so, you know, and it's funny that he sent this on Facebook and he didn't call in, but that kind of says a lot too. I think what we're going to have on this subject is like a generation gap too. I think you're going to have people that are very passionate about it who are older, and you're going to have a younger generation who say, that's not needed.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a lot of younger people who believe a lot of things are not needed anymore because of technology. And I'm saying, wait, let's slow down a little bit, because, you know, I don't know about you, Joe, but have you ever, like, got so mad and you wanted to send something back at somebody real quick, like in a tweet or a quick message, and then you caught yourself, or sometimes it just went through, and if you would have took the time to just write it down and let that, you know, simmer for a while, you probably wouldn't have been as upset.
Right.
That's kind of what social network is doing to us. It makes us so reactionary that sometimes it doesn't give us time to, like, think and plan and say, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, you would agree with that, David.
I would agree with that. Just a comment on the Latin comment, too, that the gentleman on Facebook made. I think there's actually a difference there between cursive and Latin. I think learning Latin is not a bad idea at all. But our son took 2 years of Latin in high school, and I would argue it helped him on his ACT, because so much of science and even math has roots in Latin. So I think there's value in learning about a so-called dead language and learning about that culture. I just think cursive is different. I think we're moving pretty quickly away from it.
Let's take another call. Nicholas in Watertown. Hi, Nicholas.
Hello. A needed and unique program.
Well, I'm glad you called in. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I am a handwriting expert.
Really?
Whoa. Hey.
Uh-oh.
I've been in business over 40 years. I had my offices in Chicago and Fort Lauderdale, and I did work for big corporations, small corporations, from their handwriting for hiring, and then I was a forensic expert for the courts.
Interesting. Okay.
I tell you what I have found. and have read about, that first of all, we can express our emotions, our feelings better through handwriting than an electronic machine. Secondly, and I'm sure you've read about this, we are losing our social skills by becoming electronic. And then Stanford University a few years ago did research, said that all these electromagnetic waves, impulses from electronic gadgets, the computer and so on, is not good for us, is not good for our nervous system, is not good for our emotional health. And so I want you to just comment. I'll take your answer on the radio. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll have James start.
Well, he hit on a good point. I actually blogged on that subject not too long ago. I think it was earlier this week, where I had said that, you know, kids are having a hard time holding conversation with other kids because of social networking. They don't know how to communicate and express themselves because everything is so short and quick. That getting a young person to actually sit down and have a conversation and express themselves, they don't know how to do that. And so think about the impact that will have when they go in for a job interview.
Yeah, let's give David, we only have a minute before our news break, a quick react.
Maybe it's just me, but I feel that I'm more expressive when I can sit down at a keyboard because I can't write fast enough to keep up with what I'm thinking, and so I sort of need that ability to type quickly and get it out. Again, that could just be me.
Well, we will continue talking about whether or not it is still worthwhile to teach children cursive writing. We are hearing from two guests who have different views on this question, and we're welcoming yours too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. David Haynes is editorial page editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and James Causey is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial writer and columnist. We are talking about cursive writing this hour, and we're talking with two writers who have different views on whether or not it's still worthwhile to teach kids today cursive writing. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:36 on this Thursday, December the 15th. You may have seen our guests' columns last week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. James Causey, a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial writer and columnist, wrote in favor of still teaching kids cursive writing. And David Haynes, editorial page editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, wrote against teaching cursive writing, saying it's really a waste of time. More and more kids are writing practically everything on computer keyboards these days. Should schools still spend valuable time and resources teaching them how to write cursively? On the other hand, just because they're writing electronically, does that mean there's no value in teaching kids how to write in cursive? Will your kids ever be able to read that letter written by your grandparent? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have lots of callers. I think it's really funny, though, that our last caller was a handwriting analyst, and I was sorry that he hung up so soon. James and David, I was going to ask him if he had any insights.
I was afraid he would.
I wanted him to do an analysis on our handwriting.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Well, I can tell the little bit I know about it. You both are intelligent and creative, and that because you've got that flair in your handwriting.
Oh,
so there you go. Victor in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Victor.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guests. I'm one in the camp saying it's a waste of time. Now, I'm not knocking it. Writing in cursive is beautiful, but I look at it in the category of just writing calligraphy. Now, Joy, you know I'm a member of the Armed Forces.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm in a position of I'm a supervisory position myself as a chief petty officer, when I'm writing reports or observations, I never see anything in cursive. Also, I look at elementary schools. You know, these are, you know, or whatever, public schools. These are places where you're teaching a child how to learn employable, marketable skills in a real job market. And I'm looking at it, especially now where we're global. Will a chief executive officer who's multilingual in Chinese, Russian, or Hindi, will they take time to try to interpret your letter of application or your report, you know, and trying to make it in the job market? So I don't see any practicality in it.
All right, wait, hold on, Victor. Let's see what if James can change your mind.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you're in armed services, but I would wonder what, you know, some of the soldiers, when they receive letters and write letters to their loved ones, if they all use electronic devices to communicate to their loved ones back home, or do they write letters and receive letters?
They do. Now, you're talking about between soldiers. See, I'm a sailor myself.
Okay, all right.
But it's between their family and loved ones. Now, I'm talking in the terms of, you know, the chain of command. How are you communicating with your chief executive officer or your commander or your captain above you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm referring to. Has it been practical in that regard?
Well, I understand. I mean, Dave, we work together, and we don't write handwritten letters to each other either, but although I don't know, maybe he would like that. But
no, that'll make him a little nervous.
But I understand what you're saying, but I still believe that we still need it. I think you make good points, but I still think I don't see any problem in teaching the basics of cursive writing still. And, you know, what do we hope for? If our kids don't learn it, what will Apple develop an app for it or something like that, where you could just take a cursive letter or a document written in cursive and just put it into an app and then they can break it down for you? And, you know, is that what we could hope for? Is that next?
You know, I'm so out of it. Is there a cursive font and we could write on keyboards in cursive? Would that be the same thing though, James?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure if you said it, Apple is probably working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jeff in Superior. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. And I made my living by cursive writing for more than 12 years. I worked for the biggest company in the greeting card industry. And
okay. Oh, wow.
They operated a plant at Duluth, Minnesota, where handwritten business greeting cards were turned out and other types of messages for a number of clients.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 30 of us in our department, and this year the sales department apparently thought we were no longer of any value, and we all lost our jobs the end of November.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
I turned out hundreds of cards a day, or large numbers of longer messages, and this year it looks like all I'm going to be writing are my own Christmas cards. Well, I'll tell you this, I can do them doggone fast.
I bet you can.
As for your question, I can tell you that about a year or so ago, we were all ordered to produce sample sheets of our handwriting in various combinations and characters, and the company shipped them all off to India, where they were turned into fonts. So they have our handwriting, and they can turn out all the junk mail they want without us now.
Oh wow.
Well, I'm really sorry for what happened to you, Jeff, but do you still think that there is value, though, in teaching kids today to write cursively?
I think it's important. In our department, it was kind of a generational thing. I don't know if it has to do with what the youngsters learn in school or not, but in our department, there were only, I think, two of us who were under the age of 45 or 50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think one of you made that point that it is. I mean, David, it is a generational thing, right?
I think it is. I'm sorry to hear about your situation as well. And I had no idea that there were jobs like that. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jeff, for the call. Our next caller is Ruben in Watertown. Hello, Ruben.
Good morning, Joy. How are you today?
I'm good. Are you pro or anti-cursive?
Well, I got to say that listening to some of your callers has made me reconsider a little bit.
Oh.
But I think I'll reserve that for the moment. I work in an office where I regularly interact with teens, you know, high school age teens, who have to fill out forms, turn in applications, that sort of thing. And these all get done, completed by hand. The problem is that most of these are done in print. And these children, even at the high school age, cannot legibly print. So I guess I would argue that one way or another, we need to focus on one form of handwriting, whether it's script or whether it's block. I think we need to focus on one form because these children clearly are not able to do either one adequately. Mm. And we need to give them that ability. That's a skill that they will use in life.
What do you make of that, David?
Well, I don't really disagree with that. I think you have to have some kind of legible writing, whether it's cursive or not, is where I would quibble. I also think that over time, and maybe not yet, but over time, I think even those kind of applications are going to be filled out differently. That's already happening, you know, where you can email an application in or you can, send it in even over a company website.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts on that, James?
I agree with Dave a little bit, but we have to teach them something. I don't think it should be totally phased out. And I still believe cursive is still important. Because it's just a basic skill set. That's the way I see it. It's one of those basics that you figure you have to learn, and I think it just makes sense.
Don in Waukesha is with us now. Hello, Don.
Hi, Joy. Don here. I'm an instructor and college level, and I guess I wanted to make the point that my youngest student, I have an advanced high school student, and who's a very talented young man, but his writing skills are so poor that it's almost illegible, and that I had to write on his any of a number of his papers that if he's planning on a college career, he is going to have to improve his writing, because if he has to do an impromptu paper in a classroom, he's never going to cut it. If that's what this is my youngest student, and if that's what we have to look forward to in the future, we're going to have trouble. We're going to be in trouble.
Don, what, you're still having your students turn in their assignments in handwritten form?
No, not all of them. No, they have. It's varied, typed email, but they do have to write at some point in time. And if at that junction where he has to write something and it's illegible, and it is, I can't read it. And I read a lot of papers, and I can decipher a lot of different types of writing styles, and I can't make it out. Can't make it out.
All right. Thanks very much, Don. So we're going to be in trouble, James.
Well, it depends. Like, you wouldn't be in trouble if you were reading my handwriting. If you were reading Dave, then maybe.
I would be in trouble in that case. I just had a question, if Don is still there.
Yes.
I wonder what he thinks about the idea of the ACT requiring students to still write their essay longhand.
I wouldn't agree with, but I guess there might be some area where they turn in a sample of handwriting might be, to take the course entirely in a longhand version, I don't think that would be necessary.
So that I didn't know that. So the ACT still requires handwritten essay questions?
When you take the ACT, there's still an essay portion that's written by hand, because I think at this point we're not to the point where every student would have a laptop, so there's an equity issue. But I always felt that that almost made no sense at all, because students, for the most part, are never going to write a paper, even a short essay, longhand. They're going to use a keyboard. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a side issue, but it relates to what we're talking about.
We're going to take a quick check of the weather, and then we'll continue talking about whether or not it's still valuable, worthwhile, or is it a waste of time to teach children cursive writing. Our two guests have different views on this question, and we welcome yours, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It's going to be cloudy today. There is a chance of snow near Lake Superior, 2 to 4 inches possible near Lake Superior. Otherwise, some morning drizzle, freezing drizzle, and flurries elsewhere. Highs today, about 30 in the northwest to the low 40s in the southeast. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Thursday, December the 15th. Coming up after 7, we'll welcome in two guests who will talk about the significance of protest movements this year, from the Arab Spring to the Occupy movement and from Madison to Moscow. We'll take a look at protest movements as Time magazine named the protester as the person of the year yesterday. Right now we are talking about cursive handwriting. Is cursive handwriting becoming obsolete? Is it a dying art in the age of computers and texting? We are talking with two guests having a good-natured debate over whether or not schools should continue to teach cursive writing. And speaking of which, this is an update. I had mentioned earlier in the program that Indiana dropped cursive handwriting as a requirement. And Bill Martins, my producer, just found this recently updated story on that. Earlier this year, the Indiana Department of Education decided to remove cursive handwriting from the state's curriculum, but now some lawmakers want to make it mandatory instead. Two lawmakers plan to submit bills when they reconvene in 2012. So Indiana might change its mind on cursive writing. David, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I grew up in Indiana. Those two lawmakers are probably from my hometown. They probably read my signature.
Pretty funny. James, any thoughts on you know, here's a school district that said, nah, we don't need it, and now saying, well, maybe we do.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those interesting debates that take place, and I think it's going to take place nationwide. So it'll be interesting to see how all this pans out.
Gary in Heartland emails, cursive writing should not be dropped in primary school. If it is, nothing else part of the discipline of education. It is, I don't understand that, sorry. I serve as secretary for a fraternal organization and have to try to decipher not only handwritten material, but signatures. So again, I guess another person who says that they're having a hard time reading people's writing as it is, and they think, I don't know, is that if you continue to teach cursive writing and people aren't practicing it, David, because we're using computers so much, maybe that's not going to improve our handwriting anyway.
Well, I think that's true, and I just, as I said earlier, I think it's sort of the way we're moving. One thing Gary raised in his message, too, that I think is interesting is argument about the discipline of writing, and I think there's something to that. You synthesize ideas as you write them down, and they sort of flow through your mind, but I also think that happens when you use a keyboard and type, when you see a kid in a college classroom with a laptop, which is what most of them do now.
Yeah. What about that, James? I used to have decent penmanship. I thought I had, I think I got pretty good grades for how I would write. But now I because I'm not writing as much, it's getting worse and worse.
Well, you know, I got a lot of practice when I was in school because, you know, if you did something wrong, you had to go to the chalkboard and write on the chalkboard, I will not do X, Y, and Z again. So, you know, all those hundreds of times writing the same sentence over and over again. I got a lot of practice on my penmanship on the chalkboard.
That's right. You wrote that your teacher would make you write it in cursive, too.
Yeah, because, you know, like, for instance, running in the hallway was one thing that I would do with other kids. And after school, you know, I would not run in the hallway. And, you know, we thought we could be slick by drawing an I all the way down the chalkboard and crossing the I and then the wheel, like W-I, and then draw the L's all the way down the chalkboard. She was like, no, that doesn't count. You have to write it out in cursive all the way across. And that made the punishment that much harder.
It's so funny. And then, David, you wrote in your column that James needs to write in cursive 100 times on the blackboard, cursive is dead. but let's take another call. Ann in Fall River. Hello, Ann.
Oh, hey, Matt. Do you hear me?
Yep, we do. Go ahead, Ann.
I think that everybody's hand signature is a hallmark because it identifies everybody, every individual. I had an uncle, 6 masters in psychiatry, and discussion on the computer age compared to school way, and I decided to do both. And I think the children of this day and age should be doing both, because if they're in a computer when a class is along, and they've taken the regular...
I'm sorry, Ann, we can't... Your cell phone is cracking up on us, and I'm having a really hard time understanding, and I think listeners are too. But how about just everybody's signature is a hallmark? We have to continue to keep that alive, James.
Well, I agree with that. You know, a little side note: I collect autographs. I've always been a sports fanatic. Ever since I was little, I have autographs from going back as far as Julius Erving, Moses Malone, Marcus Johnson from the Bucks, and various players. I probably have over like 5,000-6,000 autographs, and each autograph it means a lot. You know, but I have autographs from some of the new NBA players and new NFL players, younger guys, and you look at their handwriting, you're like, what is that? you have a hard time making it out. But, you know, some of the best autographs I have in my collection, I have autographs from Smokin' Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, and a lot of boxers and people like that. And those autographs mean the world to me. Mm. And, It is their hallmark. It dates you back to that time, and I think that's very significant.
Yeah, your response to that, David?
Well, I think Ann raises a good point. I mean, the idea that your signature is a means of identifying individuals, that's a good point. I don't disagree with that. I guess, again, I sort of wonder, though, does it have to be in cursive?
Yeah, let's take a Ray in Genoa City. Hello, Ray.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I do not believe that cursive should be taught in school, nor is it necessary. I had spent about 5 to 6 weeks. I'm a pig-headed, stubborn young man, and still now a pig-headed, stubborn middle-aged man, who says that I forgot how to write cursive. They kept me in for every recess for about 5 to 6 weeks after sixth grade to reteach me how to do cursive. They informed me that I would never graduate high school, I would never go to college, I would never have a good job if I did not know how to write cursive. Right now, I am getting ready to head to work. I am college educated. I am a nurse educator at a very successful company. And I seem to be doing very, very well.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ray. We have less than a minute, so just quickly, 30 seconds, James, for your pro-cursive closing argument.
Well, like I said before, I don't believe cursive writing is dead. I still believe it's one of those basics that we need to teach all young people. It means a lot. Unless you can write it, you won't be able to read it. Mm-hmm. And I think moving forward, how much time does it really take to teach a kid cursive?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, will that time be spent on math or reading? I don't know.
30 seconds, David, for your anti-cursive closing argument.
I think it's just a matter of practicality. I think that the world we're in now doesn't really require us to write longhand much anymore, and that will be less and less the case as we move forward.
It's been a pleasure having both of you with us. Next time you decide to do dueling columns, I'd love to have you back.
All right, thanks.
Thanks very much for being with us. James Causey says, yes, there's still value in writing cursive, and David Haynes says, no, it's a waste of time. Their columns appeared last Friday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've attached those to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, too, if you'd like to take a look. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.